Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for my day. Always a pleasure. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Robert McTeer back on the show. Bob is, we knew him first when he was the president of the Dallas Fed Bank, and a member of the FOMC, which is meeting today and yesterday. And today, though, these days, he's a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, but he's during all that time, all the way back to 1999, the thing that all these things he's done has been his membership in our brain trust, and a very valuable member as well. Bob McTeer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Be back. You know, all the things, you know, you were chancellor of Texas A&M for a while, but over all that, you had the one foundation that you knew you could count as a member
to fall back on,
of our brain trust. I mean, think about that, Bob. All that, you know, you've had these great assignments, but undergirding all of that was your membership trust, right?
Yeah, keeps the content up, keeps you relevant.
I know that as you were contemplating these new challenges, these new things that you were talking about, your wife was always saying yes, but you always have Jim Blasingame. Don't forget that, right? She said that, didn't she?
That's right. That's
the story I'm sticking to. Hey, Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. What's going on? The Fed's meeting. The Fed met yesterday. They met today. They're going to make their announcement today. I remember fun days, Bob, back in the 90s and the early part of the last decade, where there actually was some drama about what the Fed had to do the next time. And you were talking to us about things in those days. There's not much drama these days, is there? I mean, there's a lot of drama, but not around what the Fed's doing.
Well, they've gone toward increasing their transparency, so everybody can look in the glass house now, and they can still be some surprises, but not as much as it used to be. It used to be that they'd do something and then let the markets figure out what they did. Now they have a press conference after the meeting.
Right. Yeah, there was a time when we wouldn't know what the Fed was going to do for a week or two, maybe even, in some cases, a couple of months. They'd print beige book, but what is the what? We've had two quantitative easings, QE1, QE2. Now we're in something called a twist, which reminded me of a dance that you used to do back in the day, Bob.
That's the only dance I ever learned to do.
And so, that's a visual I didn't really need there, Bob. I don't know why I went down that road, but anyway, the twist. Tell the audience what the twist is, and are they going to continue?
Operation Twist is simply the Fed's effort to put some downward pressure on longer-term rates. They'd gotten short rates down to zero, but they wanted long-term rates to go down. So they would sell short-term government securities and buy longer-term government securities, mm-hmm. rates down. And they tended to offset each other, so there was no net impact on their size of their balance sheet or on the quantity of reserves. It was just an interest. And that's scheduled to end this month.
Right.
And the people on radio and TV that are speculating on what they might do, just extending that seems to be what more people expect than anything else.
Well, does any of that really impact a small business? Business is going to do business in the next 30 days, 60 days?
Oh, not a lot. It only affects things at the margin. Of course, all policies just affect things at the
margin.
If they stop doing it, longer-term interest rates would probably back up a little bit.
Right.
So small business ought to be there today before 2 o'clock. If they
what about the balance sheet? You talked about the Fed's balance sheet. Should we be concerned about how the Fed is managing their balance sheet? Should Americans be concerned about that?
Everybody is, but I don't think they should be. because the banks are have been hungry for excess reserves because they've been under such stress.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fed has been providing them through expanding their
resources. Right, which is basically printing money.
If the Fed hadn't provided these reserves, the banks would shrink and try to get them themselves.
Yeah.
So people say, well, it hasn't really stimulated the economy much. True, but it's kept it from shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to keep the counterfactual
involved. Yeah. BobMcTeer.com, right, Bob?
Yeah.
That's the website?
Well, actually, that's my website, which has been hacked.
Is it still? But you still haven't, you haven't got it unhacked?
Well, I can't get it. I can't get it fixed. Just go to my blog, which is bob-mcteer-blog.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. It's worth the trip. And also ncpa.org is another website where he is. Quick break, Tweetail. We're going to talk. Bob's got a poem before he leaves. Here, I'm going to let him tell us about it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.